Aren't you the cutest? Even when you get your punishment for that bratty behavior of yours, you still look like an adorable mess. I guess you'll think twice now before disobeying me again, right, pet? Or probably he'll just keep doing that, because that's who you are inside. Am I wrong? You enjoy getting punished and seeing me angry. I don't really mind, though. It's pretty fun showing you every time that you can't win against me. It's truly satisfying putting you back in your place. I wonder, though, if you actually learned your lesson. How many times have I told you that you need to look at me in the eyes when I talk to you? And still, the floor looks more interesting than me to you. I admit, though, it's brave of you to challenge me once again right after you got punished, you little brat. Do you really crave it this much? Could it be you enjoy it more than you should? Why don't you ask nicely to get punished again, puppy? If you do, I might give you what your rebellious heart desires the most. Come on, pet, I'm waiting. And you're still not looking at me. Does it embarrass you that much to beg for your punishment? Wait, honey, do you need to slow down a little bit? Do you want to use your safe word? You look distressed. You're not responding at all. Are you okay? Hey, why are you not saying anything? Please at least look at me. We can end this if you need. You're making me worried. Say something. I can clearly see you're not enjoying this like you always do. Your body is stiff and trembling. And it looks like you're holding your breath, too. Can't you tell me what's wrong? I need you to be honest with me when you're not okay with what we do. I need to trust you and have you trust me, too. Hey. Are you still with me? Do you remember what our safe word is? Please, honey, at least nod if you're following anything that I'm saying. Okay, that's it. If you can't do that either, we're definitely not going any further for tonight. Red. Sweetheart, can you focus on me? I used the safe word. And I'll say it again if you need to hear it one more time. Red. You're not going through this anymore for today, okay? You're nodding now. I'm glad. I was so worried, baby, seeing you like that. You're safe with me. I want you to always remember that. I want you to remember that whatever we do and we play these roles, I always care about you. You and your well-being are my top priority, and I would never, ever hurt you. Not in a way that you don't want me to. Can I hold you for a moment? Just nod or shake your head for now. You don't need to talk if you can't. Of course, honey. I'll wait if you need a second. I'll get you out of these restraints in the meantime then, okay? We can cuddle afterwards if you want. I don't really want to leave you alone in the state you're in right now. There, all done. I'll get you some water, okay? And a blanket, too. I'll get them from our nightstand and closet so I'm not going anywhere. Can I give you a kiss? You don't need to raise your head or anything. I just want you to feel comfortable and safe with me. Okay, I'll get you all the things you need now. Here, take a few sips. Don't worry, baby. I can hold the glass for you if you feel your hands are unsteady. Okay. Better now? I'll set the glass nearby in case you wanted more, and here's the blanket. Soft and warm. How are you feeling? Can I hold you now? Oh, honey, you don't know how relieved I am to look into your eyes again. Here, come closer. Rest your head on my chest and let me hug you. You're safe here, baby. You'll always be safe with me. And you're loved. You know that, right? I care so much about you. I want to make sure that you still remember that. I was so scared. You've never reacted like that before. Did I do something that made you feel truly scared of me, or that you couldn't trust me? I need to know that, honey. We can't play like this if you're not honest with me. I can't do these things if you don't tell me what's going on in your mind. I know that you know. It was just a reminder. What happened there? Okay, I understand. Your mind went blank, huh? So it's not like you didn't want to tell me anything, more like you couldn't. And I'm sorry you felt that way. I probably should have been more careful in understanding the signals you sent. Like when your eyes locked on the floor and you remained completely still after what I said I did. That wasn't normal, and I should have realized it. I didn't want you to feel like this, baby. But please, if you ever feel the first sign of something like this, even just a tiny bit of discomfort or fear that you don't want, tell me. Tell me before we get to this point, okay? I love you, honey. Please always remember that. You're precious to me. And I don't want you to ever feel hurt or abused by me. I want you to enjoy this with me. I never want to force you in any way to do something you wouldn't like or wouldn't feel up to do. I would totally understand and respect that. Of course, apology accepted. And I'm sorry too. Are you feeling better now, sweetie? No, don't feel guilty. Knowing you, I bet you probably wanted to endure it when you felt something wasn't right. But I doubt you wanted to get to this point on purpose. And we both apologized, so there's no need to feel guilty at all. It's okay. Everything's okay. Just focus on the comfort of this moment, okay? Focus on the blanket that gently wraps around you, on the beating heart in my chest, on my hand that gently strokes your head while the other one holds you close to me. Relax in this peaceful space we have all to ourselves. I'm not going anywhere. I won't leave you alone. My arms will always be here to shelter you from everything and everyone. I will always, always make sure you're safe. Of course, honey. If you feel like it, would you want to take a bath with me? I bet that would help you get warmer. I can still feel you trembling a little bit here. Or maybe you'd like a snack, something warm to drink, and like watch a movie instead? No, it's never too late to watch a movie. What's the problem if you fall asleep in the meantime? Isn't it wonderful to fall asleep in your beloved's arms while your favorite movie lulls you to sleep? It's supposed to help you relax, after all. And I'd say that tonight, my baby deserves the coziest night of all. All right, honey. We'll leave the movie for another night. I'll help you up now, okay? So we can take the bath together. Careful, baby. Your body went through a lot tonight. It's normal that you feel weaker. But again, I'm here for you, so... Isn't this better? Now you really have to try hard if you want to fall down, like when I'm holding you like this. Come on now, let's go. Give me the blanket, baby. Oh, don't pout like that. Yeah, I know you're cold, but it's just for a second. You're so good when you behave, you know that? Come here, my baby deserves a kiss. Is the water temperature okay? Okay, well then, let's get inside. This feels so good. Are you relaxing too? I'm glad to hear that. Let's just stay like this for a little longer. I'll help you clean yourself later, but for now, just lay on me. Let me and the warm water hug you. You did good tonight. Even if things didn't go as expected in the end, you still did very, very good. You've been a good puppy for me, like you always are. You don't know how much I appreciate you. And even when you look like a mess, you're still gorgeous. And you are even more when you smile and blush like this when you hear those words. I truly treasure these moments with you, and I hope you'll always feel safe with me.